Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Welcome to the Moving Up Show. The girls are taking over for the intro and we're playing the part of the Spice Girls today. I've got Alicia here, who is Scary Spice.
Mwahahaha, this is Alicia.
I'm Christina and I'm Baby Spice.
My name's Amy and I'm Sporty Spice.
It's Sherry here today, being a bit posh as Posh Spice.
And this is Claire being Ginger Spice, maybe with a little touch of grey nowadays. Hope you enjoy the show.
Zigga zigga za.
Hi, my name's Alicia. My recipe today is carrot cake. First, wipe the worker surface, wash your hands and put an apron on.
What ingredients do we need, Chef?
4 eggs, 200 millilitres sunflower oil, 250 grams of carrots grated, 100 grams of raisins, 100 grams of walnuts, plus a few extra for decorations. 1 orange rest only, 200 grams of flour, 2 teaspoons of mixed spice, 1 tablespoon of bicarbonate soda, pinch of salt, 200 grams of light soft sugar. Turn on the oven to 180 degrees C. Grease and line a deep 30 centimeters around the cake tin. Bake the eggs into the bowl and lightly whisk using a fork. Add the oil to the egg and whisk again. Add the grated carrots, raisins, walnuts and orange rest. In the other large bowl, sieve the flour, mix spice, bicarbonate soda, salt, stir in the sugar. Add the wet carrots mixture to the dry ingredients to mix well. Spoon the cake mix into the cake tin, put it on the medium shelf on the oven over a 1 hour until the cake is rice. A golden brown, remove the cake from the oven and let it cool in the tin for 15 minutes. Then the cake out onto the wire rack to cool. Decorate with the extra walnuts. I really love this cake and it has made me feel hungry talking about it. I'd like to wish my friend Andy Cross a happy birthday for tomorrow. This is Alicia, signing off.
We've got Toby and Josh here and they're going to talk about some big developments that are happening in town.
What changes are happening to the Newport bus station?
Well, as some folks have announced, Newport bus station is changing on the 25th of March 2018.
That's not long.
No, it isn't. Southern Vectis will be unveiling a brand new layout for Newport bus station. By moving their busiest routes to more spacious stands, they hope to create a better and safer experience for the passengers and more room while we wait. Also, please be aware that you may need to catch a bus from a different stand as of the 25th of March.
So, yeah, that's a really good idea because sometimes it seems to be that there's loads of people waiting around one side of the bus station, doesn't it, Josh? And the other side of the bus station seems to be empty, so that'll get rid of all that congestion.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the only thing is, I guess, we're going to have to remember where our new bus stands are.
And luckily some of us have included that in there.
In their information?
Yes.
Excellent.
The changes in short, stand A, where the 2 and 3 and 8 and 6 currently go from, is now going to be the Route 1 stand. Stand B, where the 9s are, will be Routes 7, 12 and 38. Stand C, where the 5, the 7, the 38 go from, will be the 2, the 3, the 6, 8 and 39. Stand D, where the Route 1 buses go from, that will change to Route 5 buses. And Stand E, where the 12 and the 39 currently go from, and is used as a layover point for buses that just came in off service, will be Route 9. And Stand E is outside the library.
So that's the one. So if you want to go to ride,
yes, you'll
then you'll be on the library side.
That'll be...
Okay.
Yeah. To see full list of changes and a map of the new Newport bus station layout, go to ownbuses.info and there'll be a little picture link. And you just click that and you can see where all the stands are moving to.
That'll be really useful. And when's that happening?
Newport bus station will be changing on the 25th of March. It's going to be much better, everything's going to work better, and yeah, perhaps that's about it.
Great, thanks Toby.
And thanks to Southern Vectis for telling me.
I'm Josh, and this is my fun facts. This is facts about what happened 21 years ago. Ticket price for Glastonbury was £75. A new style 50 pence piece coin is introduced. An auction of dresses owned by Diana, Princess of Wales, in Manhattan raises £2 million for charity. Tony Blair becomes Prime Minister after a landslide victory over John Major's Conservative government. Channel 5, Britain's fifth terrestrial television service, is launched. BBC preschool children's television series, Teletubbies, first aired. You've been listening to Joshua's Fun Facts.
Hi, I'm Christina. This week I'm going to talk about killer whales.
Aren't they known by another name as well?
Yes, they're also known as orcas.
Orca, that's an interesting name. Where's that come from?
It's come from the Roman god Death and the underworld orcas.
Oh, I see. So they've got that real link with death and fearsome creatures.
Yeah.
Did you know another name, Harry?
Yeah, they're known as sea wolves as well. It's because of the way they hunt in the pack.
Wow. Yeah, who's seen that TV programme? Was it one of those David Attenborough ones?
Yeah, Planet Earth, I think.
Yeah, Blue Planet.
Blue Planet, yeah.
That's it. And they were all working together, chasing after a seal.
Yeah, and the seal was on a patch of ice and they were all knocking it and sort of falling into the water.
They were really terrifying animals and they showed their intelligence by the way that they could all work together, didn't they?
Yeah.
Where else are we likely to see them if they're not in the wild, Christina? Where are we likely to see them?
They also live in coastal waters, Pacific Northwest and the Southern Atlantic.
Don't you sometimes see them in SeaWorld?
That's right. Because they're so clever.
They're so clever that they can be trained to do shows and things.
Yeah, and tricks. They're really intelligent animals, aren't they? How big are they, Christina?
They weigh up to 6 tonnes, which is about the same as an elephant.
Gosh.
Well, how long do they live for an animal that size?
They live for up to about 26 years.
So that's quite a long time, isn't it? And a huge animal for the sea, although obviously not the biggest, but yeah. Oh, well, that's a really interesting animal to tell us about this week, Christina. Thank you.
Hi, this is Harry and this is my football predictions for this week.
This is a pretty exciting week actually. Toby, did you know that this is the first week Harry has ever, I repeat, ever, correctly predicted the football scores?
It's pretty good.
Pretty amazing. Actually,
yes.
He predicted Man U would beat Liverpool and the score he predicted was 2-1 and blow me down, he got it right! Yay! Harry, we've even given you a fanfare. What more could you want? We are so pleased for you, Harry. Let's just hope this is the start of a winning streak.
Yeah.
And you can predict correctly again this week. I think I might just run down the bookies and put a bet on. You're not old enough. But you can.
I'll be old enough in April. I will be old enough in April.
Okay. Well, in April, Toby, you can get down the bookies.
I'm not going to waste money on that, though.
No, good. Right, Harry, who's your star player?
My star player has to be Marcus Rashford. The 20-year-old was able to score 2 goals against Liverpool, who are a top-four team. Impressive performances, cutting in and smacking it in the net. Really impressive for a player of his age, only 20 years old.
Wow, only 20.
So where was Salah then?
He was getting marked out of the game by Ashley Young.
And where was Ashley?
On Salah.
Right, and what is your match of the week this week, Harry?
My match of the week for this week would be Arsenal versus AC Milan in the Europa League. Now, this is very important for Arsenal. They need to do something in the Europa League to even have a chance of saving their relationship with their fans. But I project a scoreline of 3-1 to Arsenal. But it's not going to be an easy game. AC Milan do have a solid team and Arsenal actually has to perform.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see, won't we, Toby?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if his prediction will be correct for this week.
Goodbye for the moving up team.
Sherry, put the kettle on, let's sit down and have a bit of Alicia's delicious carrot cake.
Where have you put it, Alicia?
Oh, yeah, it's all Sherry, Claire, Amy, yeah, Josh.
I can't believe you've done that. I was really looking forward to that. It sounded
so Don't worry, I saved you a piece.
Oh, my goodness.
Bye.
Bye.